Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to rainy life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to rainy life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to rain,
say.
Born to rain,
say. I am no
ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness.
Sing it like you believe it.
Born to rain, say. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na na na, why yo?
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh yes, yes I am.
You are born to win, born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined by Jesus Christ for greatness. Father God, we come to you this morning giving you thanks and praise for this glorious day, this first day of our 21-day fasting journey. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us a mind for it. We thank you, O God, for every good thing that will manifest from it. We thank you for every evil that will leave our lives as a result of this prayer and fasting season. And so we thank you, God. We thank you for calling us to this fasting and season. Fasting and prayer season. We thank you, God. We thank you for, the Bible says that you didn't call the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. And so, Father God, you've called us on this 21-day prayer and fasting. And, Lord, we've come in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you. And the Bible says, oh, God, you know, you said that if we obey and serve you, you will bless our bread and our water. You said, oh, God, if we obey you, Lord, that we will live in prosperity and joy. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. Your word is true. And so, Lord, we've come. We've come because you've called us. And we say thank you, Lord. And when we leave, Lord, we know that each one will leave strengthened. Each one will leave renewed. And to you alone be glory and honor. Let your word come forth this morning with power. Let it come forth, oh God, with clarity. And let lives be transformed as we gather here. In Jesus' name, amen. And the church said, amen. Open your mouth now and begin to give God thanks. Thank him for waking you up from this glorious day. It's the beginning of the year, and here you are, need to fast and to pray, to seek God, to position yourselves for dominion this year. Come on, begin to thank him. Thank him that this is your year of dominion. Every evil, every oppression is under your feet this year. Thank him for the great plans that will come to pass this year in your life. Thank him for renewing your mind. Hey. Thank him, thank him. Thank him for your families, your friends, your loved ones. Thank him for the lives that you're going to impact. Listen, they're going to see light on you. They're going to, during this 21 days, after this 21 days, they're going to see light on you. And they're going to want to know your God. Thank him in advance for the people that will be following you into the kingdom. The people whose faith will grow. Come on, begin to thank him for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return as one man, one voice to say thank you. Thank you, God, for what you're planning to do. Thank you for what you've done all through 2018 and what you're going to do all through 2019 and what you've started already. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you have a testimony, hit one on your keypad and we'll give you an opportunity to share. And the testimony is just simply tell us briefly, you know, what was the situation? What did you do? And what did God do, right? Because there's always what to do. I told you to go to Bishop Oyedepo's website, David Oyedepo Ministries, right? If you didn't get that message, you know, then here it is again. And download the prayers for this season. But we're going to take, we're going to give God thanks. And we're going to take the prayer from Isaiah 65, verse 11, a prayer of thanksgiving. Isaiah 55, verse 11. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. So we're going to be thanking God like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for fulfilling the new dawn prophetic word in our lives all through the year 2018. New things happened. It was a new dawn. New dawn was the prophetic word in 2018. Let's begin to give God thanks for all that he did in 2018 through that new dawn prophetic word. Father, repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for fulfilling the new dawn prophetic word in our lives, all through the year 2018. Come on, let's give him thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to thank you for fulfilling the new dawn prophetic word in our lives, all through the year 2018. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for fulfilling the new dawn prophetic word in our lives, all through the year 2018. Mashako sanakai, pray it in the spirit, pray it with your understanding. Ishana namako saika shakai. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for fulfilling the new dawn prophetic word in our lives all through the year 2018. You know, many of you got promotions. Some of you got new jobs. You know, things happened. Somebody got married. Hey, come on now. Things happen. New dawns. New chapters returned to your life. New chapters entered your life. Come on. Give him thanks, Lord. We thank you for the fulfillment of the new dawn prophetic word in our lives all through the year 2018. Come on, give him thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may be comfortably seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Turn to the person next to you and say, this is your dominion year. Come on, turn to someone. Turn to yourself. Tell yourself, this is my dominion year. Come on, say it again. This is my dominion year. Amen and amen. I have dominion. That is my heritage in Christ. And indeed it is. I'd like to share with us a couple of documented testimonies, and we're going to look at what he did, right? And I trust that everybody made their list, and you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. And we talked about that on Thursday, and we'll get more clarity today as well. Let's listen to this testimony. career breakthrough via 21-day prayer and fasting. I joined this church in 2010, but I was casual about the yearly 21-day prayer and fasting program until January 2015. In September 2014, I had voluntarily resigned my appointment as a manager in a multinational organization. However, two other organizations that had promised to employ me delayed in their employment process. I was devastated because I had paid over a half million naira, that's, you know, Nigerian currency, to my former employer because of my short notice. During the 21-day prayer and fasting in January 2015, I got the book Winning Prayer, authored by Bishop David Oyedepo, which I read and digested. I engaged in prayers for empowerment, Hosanna praise, 2015 prophetic declarations every night of the fast. On day 17 of the fast, I got a call from an HR company asking if I was interested in working for a multinational company. I attended the interview on the 18th day of the fast and got an offer letter for a managerial position on day 19 of the fast. Let me take a moment. You know what I love about this testifier? You see how he was, you see it was a business for him? It wasn't just a casual thing this time. He could tell you on what day what happened. Let's continue. The salary I was offered was almost twice my previous job. I also got a car and driver of the job offer. However, 2 days later, I received a call from someone overseas asking if I'm interested in joining a multi-billion dollar company. I told him that I just resumed work, but I was sent an offer letter to resume work in April 2015 with an eight-digit salary among other benefits. I was sent overseas twice within 5 months. Finally, in September 2015, while I was overseas, I received an email from another company offering me a country manager role to resume in 2016. And in that same month, God helped me to set up a partnership in the construction business, and we got our first contract of 21 million naira the same month. So God be all the glory. And the testifier is Adele O. Awesome, right? Now let's just look quickly at what did he do. Right. Let's go quickly at what did he do. Number one, he got an anointed book, right, to get more understanding. Because he said he had been casual about his prayer life. So he got the book Winning Prayer. Because we're doing a lot of praying during this time of fasting. So for us, it's not, because you see, if you just are fasting, then you're going to be looking at the clock every 5 minutes. You know, it's going to be painful, you know. And you're going to be distracted. You know, anytime you're doing these kinds of things because somebody told you to do it, or my group is doing it, or, you know, like in this case, the Winner's Call Ministry is doing it, or your church, that's hard. And that's why you've got to connect your fasting to a specific purpose. In his case, he took all 21 days for his job breakthrough. And so you can do that too. You may have one thing that, you know what, I'm focusing on this one thing. Or you may have several items, and that's why we told you you can break them up into 3 days. Because really, it only takes 3 days for God to hear you, right? For God to answer you, for you to get a breakthrough. Anything that you need an answer on, a breakthrough on, you commit yourself. But what we're doing with the 21 days is we're building a power for the year, right? It's a discipline of the flesh. Remember now, fasting doesn't change God. He's the same before the fast and after the fast. He's already prepared it. You're changing you. You're disciplining you. You're using this time of prayer and fasting to build your faith, to grow and to strengthen yourself so that you can take what belongs to you. God is not withholding anything, but it's because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so when you go under the prayer and fasting, it's a time to build strength. Also, the Bible tells us, and we'll talk about that in a moment, the Bible tells us this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting, so that there are some things we know will not stop, will not change until you pray and fast. It's a mystery. And, you know, some of these mysteries you just have to accept. You know, you just have to accept and obey and give yourself wholly to it. Sometimes people don't do things because they don't understand. And, you know, you get as much understanding as you can, but then there's that area of mystery where it's faith. You go by faith. Number two, what's the second thing he did? So he got the book, right? He got a book that gave him understanding and empowered him. So there's the reading. The second thing he did, he was praying, prayers, engaged in prayers for empowerment. So we're praying kingdom advancement prayers, right? And that's why I told you, go to the website. And if there's anyone among us that can support us with our website, updating and that kind of thing, you know, let us know if you have that capability, that skill, and you'd like to, you know, be of support to us here at the ministry, please let us know. So you can download the prayers, right? There are intercessory prayers at David Oyedepo Ministries. And you'll see the, I'm on it now. You'll see, this one is 2019 I Have Dominion Intercessory Prayer Guidelines. And so you can download the prayers, and it'll be giving you, you know, different prayers that you can be praying throughout the day, right? So you can have your blanket of time that you're praying, you know, that quality of time that you've, you know, designated to pray, maybe 30 minutes, an hour. But also you can be praying on your lunch hour, you know, 5 minutes. You know, you take one of the prayer points, and you're just praying. So it'll give you, because you're not just praying for your issue, right? You're not just praying. You don't have to be hitting the thing for your issue. You pray kingdom advancement prayers. We've seen tremendous results just by people praying for the kingdom. Their breakthroughs are happening, you see? So he prayed his prayers nightly. The third thing he did was he did his prophetic declarations nightly, right? I also told you the prophetic declarations are there as well. You can go and download those declarations. You'll see them right at the top when you go to davidoyedepoministries.com. You'll see right at the top it says downloads, and the 2019 declarations are there. Okay. Has anybody done it yet? I'm not going to call you out. Just hit one. Anybody had a chance to go and get their prayers yet? Just hit one on your keypad if you've had an opportunity to do that. All right, no worries, you'll get to it. Number three is the prophetic declarations, and he did that every night. And why are you doing that? Again, you're building faith, right? We're going to do the declaration before we close out today. You're building faith, you're strengthening yourself, and make time to go over the scriptures as well, okay? And then the fourth thing he did was Hosanna praise or high praise. I love praise, you know. I always see breakthroughs in praise. It's just amazing. So he did four things. He got the book to get more understanding, was praying kingdom advancement prayers, prophetic declarations at night, the Hosanna praise. And so, even with the prophetic declarations and when we're blessing you, these things are all from God. And, of course, the Bible is the more sure word of prophecy, right? So the Bible is filled with your prophetic declaration. What you and I are looking to do is build the faith to have the manifestation of it, right? So that's very important. It's very important to organize yourself and to position yourself and build your faith. And that's what he was doing in these steps. Now, of course, he's a winner, and there's no winner that's not feeding on the word, right? So that's a given. It's a given. You've got to be meditating in the Word, and then if there's a book, you know, any of the anointed books that will build your faith on whatever topic you're praying for, you make sure you get a hold of that. Now, the four main books that we've been sharing with you here, the workbook, the Holy Spirit, faith, healing, and prayer. So if you haven't finished any of those, if you didn't get them, those are by Kenneth E. Hagin. If you didn't get them, now is the time to get them, right? I'm sure they'll come before the 21 days are over. If you did get them but you haven't completed them, now is the time to do that, right? Because it's consistency. Consistency is important. So the blessings are everything good is possible, but there's what to do. There's always what to do. Let's take a look now at the second testimony. During the 21-day prayer and fasting of 2015, Papa, that's Bishop Oyedepo, said we should pray for others, especially those with the same challenge. I love that. You hear that? Pray for those, especially those with the same challenge. Thus, I prayed for all the singles that I knew, including the one who refused my hand in marriage. So obviously, marriage was her desire. So she was decided, instead of praying for me to get married, let me pray for those other people who I know want that desire. I also prayed for those believing God for the fruit of the womb. So she wanted, obviously, to get married, and she wanted to have children. And so she decided, instead of me praying for 21 days for me to get married and have kids, I'm going to pray for those people who I know want that. At the last breakthrough night service in 2015, God showed up. I met my wonderful husband at the church restaurant, and we were gloriously married on December 19, 2015. In January 2016, I was unable to finish the fasting. Symptoms of pregnancy were already showing up, even though I had my monthly flow that same month. To the glory of God, I delivered safely Emmanuel on October 5th, 2016. I appreciate the God of Bishop Oyedepo who gave me the grace to fast and pray for others. That's delicious, isn't it? And her name is Teresa Afulake. I love that. Love that. So what did she do? Well, she prayed for those who wanted what she wanted. Right? She prayed for those who wanted. And that's really what kingdom advancement prayers are. It's praying for someone else. You know, if they're praying, you're praying for the advancement of God's kingdom. Or you're praying for your pastors. You're praying, you know, for the leadership in your church. You're praying for new converts. You're praying for new members. You're praying for the members. Right? And you're anchoring your prayers on specific scriptures. Because everything we do is based on the Word of God. You don't have any anchor, you know, your faith. Our faith is built on the Word. It's not just on, you know, a good thought or a good idea. Where is it in the Word? If you find it in the Word, then it strengthens your faith to take hold of it. You got it? So that's very important. Amen and amen. To God be all the glory. Well, let's take the offering now. Hallelujah.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit HazelGoodmanMinistries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Amen and amen. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. All right. Let's now, I want to just share a couple of things. Are you excited about your fast? Or are you just here to help those of us that's going to be fasting? If you're going to be on the fast, hit one on your keypad. Let me see. I'm not going to call you out. Just hit one. Let me see if you... I'm here, Hazel, because I'm fasting this 21 days. I got some things. They got to move. I need some light. Hit one. All right. I see you. That's right. That's right. And in the name of Jesus... Yeah, I see you. All right, all of y'all here for that purpose. Amen. Yes, that's it. That's it. All right. I just want to share a word with you quickly. So fasting and prayer facilitates prophecy, right? Fasting and prayer facilitates prophecy. And so that's why it's important that we're fasting and we're praying, because the prophetic word is dominion. You know, I have dominion. It is my heritage in Christ, right? And I take dominion. That is my vow from this time onward. We don't want that to just be, you know, a slogan or, you know, a little catchphrase that you say. It's to be a reality. In fact, it is your reality. And so to have it be, you know, to see it, you know, physicalized, become material, become real, there's what to do, right? And so fasting and praying is what does that. Let's look at Isaiah 42, verse 8 to 9. Isaiah 42, verses 8 to 9. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied has come true, and now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens. That's the New Living Translation. I will tell you the future before it happens. Right? So God has spoken again through his servant, saying, this is your year of dominion. Right? This is your year of dominion. And in Luke 10:19, the Lord tells us, you know, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. So you have, I have dominion. And that's our heritage in Christ. And so as we pray and we're fasting, you know, fasting for your career, fasting for your family, fasting for your children, fasting for your spiritual life, fasting and praying. You know, all of these things, you're just taking dominion. You're taking control of what belongs to you. You're not just waiting for it to happen or just going along, you know, wishing. No, no. You're warring for the fulfillment of the prophecy. You have to war for the fulfillment. Look at 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, hallelujah, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. So the prophetic word is gone before it. God has spoken, right? The Bible is filled with prophecy. God's plan for you and me. But you have to war. Because why? There are resistances. There'll always be giants in your promised land, you know. Right? Remember the children of Israel going into the promised land? But there were giants in the land. And we have to understand that. There will always be, you know, I think a lot of times, as you know, God shows you something and that's his plan for your life. But, you know, you get discouraged, right? Because it's not happening, and it seemed like this. And after a while, you tell yourself, well, you know, you give up, or you make other excuses for it. But it's because we lack understanding that we have a responsibility, right, to war these things in. And you're warring it through fasting and prayer. Through fasting and prayer. Look at Isaiah 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Some resistances are demonic. Many resistances, people are laboring under generational curses and don't even know it. People are laboring under generational curses and don't even know it. People work all kinds of occultic magics and all kinds of things. You don't even know, especially you living in America. You know, we're so blind. You know, a friend of mine and I were talking about that yesterday. We're so blind. You know, just cheap meat for the devil. Cheap meat for the devil. You know, compromising Christians. One foot in, one foot out. Cheap meat for the devil. Carnal Christians. Cheap meat for the devil. But listen, on this 21-day grand fasting, the fire will be so hot around you that every chain is falling off in the mighty name of Jesus. Any arrow sent at you, sent at your children, your family, is going back on the sender sevenfold in the mighty name of Jesus. As you pray and fast in this season, as you seek the face of God, as you give yourself wholly to praying for others, you will begin to see breakthroughs and turnarounds that you couldn't even imagine in the name of Jesus. And the enemy will be very conscious at this time, because the enemy will put up all kinds of distractions to get you off of it. this is the time and this is going to happen and that one. You just stay focused. You don't get yourself too involved in too much right now. These 21 days, minimal activity. You hear me? Minimal activity. Only going where you must go. Doing only what you must do in these 21 days. You're praying everywhere. You're praying in the bathroom. You're praying, you know, on the train. You're praying the subway. You're listening to, you know, audios and tuning in to, you know, you can go to Bishop Raylipa's website, all the teachings are there. Go on YouTube, listen to Hagen, listen to Copeland. You're filling, you're feeding your faith. You're feeding your faith, building yourself up. Make note, Friday we have One Night with the King coming up. So that's a big service that's going to be broadcast. And it's going to be in New York time, because I forget how many hours they are ahead of us, but in New York time, that's going to be from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And hopefully I'll remember to tell you again on Thursday when we meet, but it's going to be on Friday, One Night with the King, and it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., okay? So that also, you know, you can, now that's a long stretch of time. You know, you can connect at whatever time you get home, you know, make time and just connect. And your faith will be fed. You'll be strengthened. You'll get more understanding, more insight, more light. All right? Power is facilitated by prayer and fasting. You see, when you're praying and fasting, you're increasing your spiritual power. You're increasing in spiritual power as you pray and fast. So you're not just doing this at random. It's not just, oh, you know. No, there's a reason. There's a reason, and there's what you're expecting. And you see, like this first testimony that we read, there were things that happened in the 21 days for him, but throughout the year, right? By September, this was happening. And by this, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, don't be moved. Just do the work. You understand? Just make the investment. Make the investment, you know. Make a new investment in your spiritual life this year. Make a new investment in your spiritual life this year. Make a new investment. And you're doing that. You're here. Many of you have hit the one, you know, so I see that you're here, and you're here because you're here to pray and fast. Right? So if they have any questions, let's do this real quick. If you have any questions, now how will I know? Because y'all done hit one, right? Okay. I forgot how they do that. There's a way that you can get rid of the one and do it again. But many of you, if you have much, if you want to ask a question, you just text me right now. Yeah, because when you hit one, I forget how it goes away. If anybody remembers, text me and tell me, or just... whatever. I can't remember how it goes away, but there's a way to see it. But if you have any questions, if I haven't answered it, you know, right now, then, you know, be ready to ask them on Thursday, right? But I think the main thing people often want to know is about what can they eat. And as we shared last week, you take the fast at your level. Some, the fast began at midnight. Remember I told you it begins midnight. Of every night, the night before, it begins actually at midnight. So from like midnight last night, winners stop eating, right? At midnight last night, winners stop eating. Most, and many people were praying. So midnight prayer is a wonderful thing to engage in. So midnight, you stop eating. And many people who are at that level don't even take water until 6 p.m. this evening or until after the service tonight. So, for example, in New York, our service will be at 7 p.m. The service runs from about 7 p.m. to 8:30. And, you know, that's where we hear the word and we take communion. So after that, at 8:30 is when many people will now break their fast. Otherwise, you can break your fast at 6 p.m., with the communion. We're breaking the fast with the communion. And so if you don't have those, you know, the little the dainty cups that they give a church, you know, with the blood and the manna. A piece of bread and some water. Hello. It's faith. It's faith. It's your faith. A cracker and some juice. A little juice. It's your faith. That's bottom line what it is. Right? And so you pray and you can break it with the Holy Communion at 6 p.m. Right? Because many of you don't, you know, your churches may not be doing services. So, for example, with us, we have a service for this whole 21 days. Every night there's service, with the exception of Saturday, because there's something else that happens on Saturday. We have satellite fellowships, you know, home fellowships that take place on Saturday evening. So people will break their fast at that. But otherwise, and then, of course, it's Sunday. But Sunday there's no evening service. But every night there's services. So it's a great support. But that's okay. If you don't have to, you can, you know, you're praying, you're fasting, you're making time to listen to the word. You're making time before the word. You're making time to pray prayers. You're making time to read. You're filling your spirit up, right? You're working, you're doing your 9 to 5, your 9 to 6, 10 to 6, whatever your hours are. But there are little moments in there that you can pray. Do a little 5-minute prayer. Read the scripture. You know, you're in charge of your office. You tell your secretary, okay, just hold the calls for 5 minutes. I'll let you know about it. Now you're in there praying. Not loud. Cast not your pearl to swine. You got to be wise. You're praying, you know, praying for the advancement of the church, praying for the healing of your members, praying for, you know, the children of somebody, you know, somebody else's child going through stuff. You're praying. Right? And then you get home now and you put on your music and you're praising God, you're thanking God. Some people take liquids, right? So they stop eating at midnight, but they'll just drink liquids, so water and juices. Now, of course, those juices should be natural juices. You don't want to do stuff with a lot of sugar in it, right? So, you know, coconut water is great at this time. And, of course, if you can get to the health food store, well, that's, you know, that's my life anyway. Green juices, you know, smoothies, those kinds of things. Lots of water during that time. And then breaking in the evening with your communion, you know, your prayer, your communion, and then you go on. The level where they can hold on to the Daniel fast. Now, anybody could fast with the Daniel fast, right? The Daniel fast, you just go online, you Google the Daniel fast. It gives you quite a number of things you can eat, you know, nuts and fruits and, you know, different things, you know, because you're going to grow. You're going to get to that other level. So you're taking it at your level. But you're not just, oh, my stomach hurts. And so you got to, because there are things you want to push past. You see? So you know what you should be pushing past. And you know where you are. And you know if, you know, I can push past this. I can. You understand? But you're taking it at your level because it's not about being so caught up in, I can't eat. That you can't even pray or you can't even read because you're so caught up in, oh my God, I can't eat. I'm hungry. What time is it? You just wasted it. So you take some water, you take some juice, you eat a salad or some nuts, according to the level you're at, so that you can do the real work, which is the praying. You got it? The real work. The reading, the building yourself up. I love this young man. He was doing his prophetic declarations every night. He had a strategy. You see how organized he was? He had a strategy, man. He read the book. He said, I was engaging casually before, hoping something will happen. You understand? Hoping something will drop on me. Hoping God will do a miracle. Hoping a miracle. Well, they said, let's fast. You know what? This thing is up to you. This thing is up to you. You got to make up your mind. Listen, even if nothing happens in this 21 days, I ain't stopping. You got to make up your mind. Something's going to happen in my life. Something has to change. I'm changing. Listen, if you change, the thing has to change. You have to come with it at that, from that place. You have to come at it with that from that place. And when you come from anything with from that place, listen, nothing can remain the same. And so I love how he approached it. You know, he got his book, read the book. He said, I read and digested the book. I'm serious, man, because he took a chance. He quit his job, and then he quit his job and had to pay the employer right? Because he left early, so now he's out of money. And then the where he thought he was going, let him go. Oh, my goodness. But thank God for him. Just in time, but the fast. Hallelujah. Right? And so he got his book, got his kingdom advancement prayers, got his prophetic declaration, did Hosanna praise, nightly praise. Man, he was not kidding. Hallelujah. And that's the same for you. You woke up to be here. You ain't kidding either. Am I? You're not kidding. It's Monday morning. Come on now. You got things to do. There's a million places you could be. But you chose to be here. So you're not kidding either. So God knows there will be breakthroughs. There will be breakthroughs. There will be testimonies. In the mighty name. Every 3 days you're going to get an answer. And by the third day, you're getting an answer. Every 3 days, God will release an answer to you. Every 3 days, Mashana Kanaye, on the third day of every point, of every prayer point, of everything that you're concerned, in the third day, you're getting an answer in the name of Jesus. Come on, say amen to that. You are fasting for higher dimensions of power. When you say go, it will go. When you say come, it will come in the name of Jesus. He said in John 15:7, he said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you will and it will be given unto you. Engage with your whole heart. That's why I want you, you know, be you're fasting according to your level, because I want your heart engaged. You see, it's your heart. God is always looking at the heart of man. We went over that on Thursday. It's your heart, not just routine. When you're praying from your heart. When you're praying for that member's child, you're praying from your heart. When you're praying for your friend to she's been married and she's been waiting for a child for a couple years now, you're praying from your heart. You're not just clocking prayers. You're not just saying, okay, all right, well, okay, 30 minutes, I prayed. Nobody heard that prayer. It's from your heart. You're better off praying one prayer from the depth of your heart than praying 50 from your head. Engage your heart. God is always looking at the heart. Engage your heart. And as you make time to pray and to fast and to go into the word and to study, you're going to be increasing your capacity. You know, our pastor said something that was so deep yesterday. He said, whatever you didn't see in 2018, you know, the new dawn year, whatever you didn't see, he says, just because you didn't have the capacity for it. Man, that's deep, isn't it? You didn't have the capacity to receive it. But that's okay. Because you're going to build up that capacity. Now, you know, you understand that? Remember I always say to you, you cannot see manifestation beyond your level of understanding. You cannot manifest beyond your level of understanding. You cannot manifest beyond your level. You can't see. If you don't understand it, you got a car. If you don't know how to drive, that car is meaningless. And so we got this big Bible that's a book of mystery, really. It's mystic, huh? Right? It's spirit and it's life. And you've got to have an understanding to grasp it, because he's not talking to your head. And that's why you got to be born again, so you can receive it. Stand it and understand how to apply it to your life and how to stay on it until it manifests. It won't happen because you don't understand. And so the capacity is not there. But during these 21 days of prayer and fasting, man, you're building up fire. You're building up, you know, your understanding is increasing. Your capacity is increasing. It's a new year. Come on, say with me, it's my year of dominion. Come on, it's my year of dominion. One more time, it's my year of dominion. And in the mighty name of Jesus, yes it is. If you're under the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so now. We're about to do our prophetic declaration, and I want you to be able to be a full partaker of that. And unless you're born again, it means nothing to you. You won't be able to receive it. If you're under the sound of my voice, and perhaps you knew Jesus Christ, but the road got long, you got discouraged, and you got disconnected, Jesus loves you, and he's calling you to come back home. He has great plans for your life. Come on, say with me this prayer. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, my physician and healer, my provider, who died for my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life in me and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your heads now as I pray with you. Dear Lord, these are precious children that you have brought to yourself this morning. Father, no man comes unless you draw them. And so everyone who's prayed that prayer, you've drawn them. And Father God, let the same grace that drew them this morning, let that same grace keep them until the end. Father God, in the name of Jesus, show up in their lives with signs and wonders. Let it indeed be a year of dominion for each and every one. And to you, Lord, alone be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, welcome. You have just come home to the kingdom of our Father, Almighty God. And a change has taken place within you. So now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask God to lead you to your church home. You belong somewhere. And it will be a church where they preach and teach the uncompromised word of faith, the word of God. And it will be a church where they practice water baptism, as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when the altar call is made, you can feel free to go forward and give your life publicly to Christ. If you live in the New York area, you're certainly welcome to worship with us at Witter's Chapel International, New York. We're located at 310 Fulton Avenue in Hempstead, Long Island. And our services begin every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and at 11:15 a.m. Amen? And you are welcome. Jesus is Lord. All right. I'm going to make the declaration, and you are going to say amen. And remember to go and get them for yourself. We did some of them the other way on Thursday, but I'd like to get through all of them today. Let's go. According to biblical prophecies, here's what we're going to do. When I say in the name of Jesus, then that's when you say amen, okay? According to biblical prophecies, churches like nations, that is, congregations, filled with men and women of renown, shall continue to rise in these last days. And you are one of them in the name of Jesus. Deliverers shall continue to arise from the church in these last days with authority to judge the throne of wickedness after the order of Elijah. And you are one of them in the name of Jesus. Say amen and say a forceful amen. Don't just be amen in it. You know, again, let's start working from the heart. From the heart. Everything is from the heart. Right? You know, get your heart level. Get your heart involved. Don't be casual about your faith. Don't be, you know, don't be ordinary. I can't stand it. I want, you know, fire, fire. Because that's how we're going to see results. That's how we're going to see healing. That's how we're going to see miracles. That's how the breakthroughs are going to happen. It's not casual Christianity. There's too much of that in the world. Don't you agree? Everybody going to church and dressed up, but nothing's happening, man. That's not the way it's supposed to be. These kinds of testimonies is what we want to see happening in our lives. Number three, the dominion of the end time church shall be domiciled in her explosive growth. And you are a partaker of the glory of this era in the name of Jesus. There shall be the rise of an army of saviors, hallelujah. That is, rescue agents in all areas of human endeavors from the church in these last days. And you are one of them in the name of Jesus. Say amen. I'm going to start saying we. In these last days, the church of Christ shall be commanding dominion as the light of the world indeed. And we are among them in the name of Jesus. Come on, say amen. God shall be confirming in these last days that the heavens do rule on the earth. And we are partakers of this prophetic agenda in the name of Jesus. Amen. In these last days, God shall be establishing the end time church in dominion, and no gang up of hell can disannul it. And we are partakers of this prophetic burden in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Every child of God is redeemed to walk in dominion. So, by redemption, we are now seated in the heavenly places, far above all forces of oppression in life. In the name of Jesus, amen. As a child of light, We're children of light. We have been positioned to walk in dominion in this world of darkness. In the name of Jesus. As we walk in the light of the word, dominion becomes our natural experience in the journey of life. In the name of Jesus. As we feed on the word, we continue to imbibe divine nature that establishes our dominion over all life situations and circumstances. In the name of Jesus. As we retain the love of God in our hearts, hallelujah, as we retain the love of God in our hearts, we continue to dwell in God and God in us, and that establishes our dominion in life. In the name of Jesus. As we continue to grow in our love for God and the affairs of his kingdom, our dominion becomes unquestionable in the journey of life. In the name of Jesus, year onward, no one will ask you again, where is your God? In the name of Jesus, every spell holding down our marital destiny in any form turns to testimonies this year. In the name of Jesus. God shall be turning every issue of shame and reproach in our lives to testimonies of glory and honor this year. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It shall be dominion order of testimonies for us all through the year 2019 and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Every gang up of hell against our glorious destiny in Christ shall be crushed under our feet this year. In the name of Jesus, through the year 2019 and beyond, we shall be singing songs of dominion. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say amen to that. And if we got any singers among us, come on, make yourself known. So coming up as we go through these 21 days, if you want to sing a song, hey, just let us know. We are in the era of the manifold wisdom of God. Therefore, there shall be a great outpouring of the spirit of wisdom in these last days that will establish the dominion of the saints in all spheres of human endeavors through waves of innovation, creativity, and witty inventions. In the name of Jesus, come on, say amen. Say that's me. God shall be visiting us, the end time church, with the Solomon order of wisdom through which we shall begin to command global dominion, and we are partakers of this prophetic agenda. In the name of Jesus, come on, say amen. The wisdom from above shall be in full manifestation in these last days that shall establish the dominion of the saints, including us. In the name of Jesus, men and women shall be walking in the wisdom of God after the order of Joseph, which shall empower the saints to reign in life, including us, in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. In these last days, the order of wisdom at work in Daniel shall be in manifestation in the lives of God's people, including us, thereby positioning us for dominion on the earth. In the name of Jesus, come on, say amen. There shall be manifestations of the spirit of wisdom among God's people in these last days that will cause us to wonder, that will cause many to wonder at us. In the name of Jesus, come on, say amen. In these last days, there shall be a great outpouring of this upon the body of Christ, the kind that the eyes have not seen, nor the ears heard, thereby establishing our dominion on the earth. In the name of Jesus, we are in the era of exploits. We are in the era of exploits. Doing what God commands with delight is our highway to a world of exploits in life. In the name of Jesus. The end time is ordained the era of the rise of giants. Come on now. In the body of Christ. And we are among them. Come on, say amen. In these last days, believers shall be ruling in the midst of their enemies in dimensions never known before. And we are them. Hey, come on, say amen. In these last days, every name that matters on the earth shall be located in the church, and we are among them. In the name of Jesus, amen. In these end times, the exploits of the church will humble strong nations of the earth, and we are among them. In the name of Jesus. In these last days, men and women like nations shall begin to emerge from the church in their numbers, and we are among them. In the name of Jesus, come on, shout amen. There shall be the rise of an army of reformers in the church in these end times, and we are among them. In the name of Jesus. The end time is the era of financial dominion for the church. God has ordained supernatural wealth for the end time church, through which the latter house shall be greater than the former. In the name of Jesus, say amen. Walking in the covenant of financial prosperity is the only way to be entrusted with the supernatural order of wealth in these last days. In the name of Jesus, say amen. As I continue to sow seeds towards the promotion of the kingdom, God shall continue to enlarge my financial coast supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. Continue to worship the Lord with my tithe, the windows of heaven with, I'm sorry, let me take it again. As I continue to worship the Lord with my tithe, the windows of heaven with supernatural outpouring of blessings shall continue to open wide in my direction. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. As the earth keeps burning as an oven, as a covenant practitioner, I shall continue to break forth on every side. In the name of Jesus, amen. As famine continues to hit hard on the dwellers of the earth, as a covenant practitioner, I shall continue to grow in affluence. In the name of Jesus. In these last days, unusual giving grace shall be released upon every willing child of God that will result in the rise of many financial giants in the body of Christ, including us, in the name of Jesus. Of dominion over sickness and disease is here. Shout amen. Because the prize for my total health, because the price for my total health has been fully paid, my dominion over sickness and disease is established by heaven's verdict. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Sicknesses and diseases are mostly direct oppressions of the devil. And I, let someone say we, because it's written in the personal book because it's us, and we have been redeemed to be far from oppression. Therefore, sickness and disease shall no more have dominion over us. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. Through redemption, God has restored health unto us and healed us of all our wounds. In the name of Jesus. By redemption, Christ taken our place in sicknesses and diseases once and for all. Our dominion over sickness and disease is unquestionable. In the name of Jesus. As we continue to serve God in truth, he has vowed to take sickness and disease from us all through life. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen. And finally, we are in the era of dominion over death. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, lives in us. Therefore, death has no more dominion over our lives. I'm going to take that again. Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Therefore, death has no more dominion over our lives. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. By redemption, we are finally free from the fear of death from this time onward. In the name of Jesus, amen. From this time onward, no one dies young in our family. From this time onward, no one dies young in our family. In the name of Jesus, amen. Death has been swallowed up on our behalf through the death and resurrection of Christ. Therefore, our dominion over death is established. In the name of Jesus, every appointment with death is canceled over our lives and members of our families. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. Amen and amen. One of the testimonies that was shared at Shiloh was, it happened early in the year, last year, maybe mid-year, I think it was. Anyway, someone had died and had already been embalmed. Mm-hmm. They had already been embalmed. And one of the one of the relatives who found out about it, whatever, was, you know, a winner, and went to the dead body. He asked to have the dead body, see that dead body, come on, and declared in the name of Jesus, in the name of the God of Bishop Oyedepo, in the name of Jesus, raise up. You know, the dead body came back. I know, I have to share it with you. Because there's a part of your mind that says, "Oh, that can't be." Those of you who've been coming here a long time, I know you guys get it. But you see, we share this, and we want you to hear these things, and you know, because if we have to open, that's the capacity we're talking about. If we can't believe it, you can't receive it. If you're spending most of your time on social media, you're spending most of your time, you know, and just don't, no judgment, just check yourself. How much time am I spending on the phone? That conversation I just chatted with my girlfriend for an hour, what did we really talk about? How much time am I spending, you know, how much time am I watching TV? How much time? You see, that's all you got to do is check it. Because what you want to do is build up power. Now, that person who went and said that to a dead body, you know how much that faith they have, the faith to even go. An embalmed body, embalmed already, came back to life. We shall see signs and wonders among us here at the Winner's Call in the mighty name of Jesus. As we do what I'm telling you to do, as we engage, and as you give yourself wholly to it, you will have testimony of a strange order with you in the name of Jesus. Well, you ready? That's it. So you're on your way. You know, you're doing your thing. You're spending minimal activity time, you know, minimal activity on, you know, on extra activity. Only go where you must. Do only what you must. Pray everywhere. Pray everywhere. Walk with your prayers. Download the prayers. Pray everywhere. Pray everywhere. And let one of your prayers this year, you know, came to me on the 4th. Pray for the gift of the Spirit. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. You have one of them. If you're a believer, you know, you got at least one of them. Be inquiring, Lord, what's my gift? And if you know what your gift is, Lord, empower me to use my gift. Lord, increase the anointing. You understand? Because these are gifts that God has given to you for the body of Christ, for your life, and to be a blessing in the body of Christ. And people don't even know about the gift. They don't even think about the gift. They don't even know they got a gift. You understand? There's 9 gifts. One of them is yours, at least. Come on. Find out in these 21 days what you got. And then come back and share it with us. I love you. God bless you. As you go, know that God's Holy Spirit is going before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. Whatever the enemy's thought would be a barrier will be your stepping stone to your next testimony of favor in this year of dominion. Listen, every everlasting mountain shall be leveled in the name of Jesus. In this year of dominion, any mountains in your life will be leveled. Anybody appointed to death in the name of Jesus by any medical verdict, you got a medical verdict. But listen, you are walking into your liberty from today in the name of Jesus. Anything holding any aspect of your life captive is crushed today in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has vowed not to let you go, you know, they make vows, you know. They plot and they plan where is the workplace and your families even, wherever. Let me tell you something. They will go down for you in the name of Jesus. I decree every sickness and disease tormenting anybody, any sickness, any disease that's tormenting you, in the name of Jesus, I command it to be cursed from the roots now, in the name of Jesus. Anything they have called incurable, hallelujah, incurable, you know, science has said it's incurable on you, in the name of Jesus, I see it cleared off of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any invisible force, there is spiritual warfare, you know, folks. Any invisible force behind any stagnation in your life, frustration in your life, setback in your life is declared judged now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree judgment against them now in the name of Jesus. Any arrows sent at you, your children, your household, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare those arrows sent back to the senders sevenfold. I decree divine judgment upon all the forces of hell, resisting your glorious destiny, resisting your glorious dominion heritage in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I decree divine judgment on those forces. And I decree in the name of Jesus your liberty today over everything invisible, binding you, blocking your marital destinies, your careers, your businesses, any spiritual seeds. You want to study the word, but you fall asleep. You want to study the word, but you got to do this. That's a spiritual siege. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command those seizures broken now. In the name of Jesus, I curse every hold of the spirit of fear on anyone's life. You want to go, but you're afraid. You want to do, but you're afraid. That devil is a liar. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus. From today, evil will start clearing the way for you. Let me tell you something. They'll see you and run. They'll see you and run. Only the good that God has ordained for you will come to you in the name of Jesus. This is declared your season of dominion. You have entered an era of dominion. Christ gave it to you, but you're taking it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, let's decree and declare together. I have dominion. That is my heritage in Christ. And I take dominion. That is my vow from this time onward. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Come on, say it to yourself. Congratulations. Say it to your neighbor. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Be blessed. Go in peace and return with your testimonies. I love you. God bless you. We'll be together on Thursday. God bless you now. You're going to have a strong fast. Break this evening, you know, with 6 p.m. with your communion. I love you now. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, I'm
born to reign,
say,
born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary person. Whoa,
I'm dancing for
sing it like
greatness.
You believe it.
Born to reign,
born to reign
in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary
person.
No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na na na, whoa, yo.
Born to reign in life.
I'm no ordinary.